Chapter 1, The Charismatic Illusion. Jackson Hale stood before the mirror, a smirk dancing across his lips as he adjusted his tie. The reflection staring back at him was that of a man who knew his strengths well, deep-set eyes that hinted at secrets, a confident smile that seemed to whisper promises, and a magnetic aura that commanded attention. Jackson was, by all appearances, a man who had everything under control. He thrived in the art of manipulation, weaving stories and bending truths as easily as others exchanged pleasantries. For Jackson, each encounter was a game, every woman a new challenge. He didn't believe in settling, he believed in winning, in keeping his options open and his heart closed. Emotions, he decided long ago, only complicated things. Tonight, he was meeting Lily, a kind and trusting artist who had an undeniable softness to her. She was different from the others he entertained, pure-hearted and sincere. She believed in his carefully crafted facade, thinking him a dedicated man with an adventurous spirit. Jackson chuckled at the thought. To him, it was fascinating how easily people could be deceived when you gave them exactly what they wanted to see. He checked his watch and headed out, mentally preparing himself for the evening. Each relationship was a different role he played, each lie a different part of his strategy. With Lily, he was the charming romantic, showing her just enough vulnerability to keep her invested. She adored him, and he fed off that adoration, savoring the power it gave him. As he approached the cafe where they were meeting, he spotted her right away. She was seated by the window, nervously tucking a strand of hair behind her ear, her eyes darting toward the door every few seconds. Jackson took a deep breath, plastering a warm smile on his face as he walked over. "Lily," he greeted, bending down to kiss her cheek. Her face lit up, and he could see the trust in her eyes, the innocence that made her so easy to manipulate. He settled into the seat across from her, effortlessly slipping into character. They talked about her art, her dreams, her plans for the future. Jackson made all the right comments, asked all the right questions, making her feel like the most important person in his world. She was blissfully unaware that she was only one of many. After an hour of carefully curated conversation, Jackson took her hand and leaned in, lowering his voice to a soft murmur. "I'm so lucky to have found you," he said, his eyes holding hers. It was a line he'd used countless times, each word calculated to draw her closer, to deepen her attachment. She blushed, her eyes shining with adoration, and Jackson felt a surge of satisfaction. This was his masterpiece, his ability to control, to create an illusion so complete that even the sharpest mind wouldn't question it. As they walked out together, Jackson felt invincible, untouchable. But little did he know, this game he played so effortlessly was about to take a dark turn, one he could never anticipate. For tonight, he was in control. But control, as Jackson would soon discover, was a fragile thing, and illusions, no matter how convincing, could only hold up for so long. Chapter 2, Strings of Seduction. Jackson Hale had always loved the thrill of the chase, the exhilaration of drawing someone into his orbit. With Lily, that thrill had become something more, a challenge to craft a world so intoxicating that she'd never question it. And he was good at it. Every word, every glance was deliberate, designed to make her feel special, to make her believe she was the only one. He'd chosen a secluded jazz lounge for their next date, a place with low lighting and soft music that set the mood perfectly. As they settled into a cozy booth, Jackson ordered their drinks, flashing Lily that effortless smile that made her blush every time. "You know," he began, his voice smooth and rich, "I don't think I've ever met anyone quite like you, Lily." He leaned forward, his gaze intense. "There's something real about you. Genuine." Lily's cheeks flushed as she looked down, tucking a loose strand of hair behind her ear. Jackson could tell she was flattered, perhaps even overwhelmed. The perfect reaction. They talked for hours, or rather, she talked while Jackson listened, nodding and chiming in just enough to keep her engaged. She spoke passionately about her art, her dreams of opening her own gallery, and her desire to make a difference in the world. Jackson listened, feigning fascination, but in reality, his mind was elsewhere, already planning his next steps with her. The evening wore on, and Lily, entranced by his attention, barely noticed the passage of time. Jackson had become an expert at this, making women feel like they were the center of his universe, even when he had other worlds to attend to. As they left the lounge, Jackson took her hand, pulling her close. The night air was cool, and she shivered slightly, but whether it was from the chill or from his touch, he didn't know, and didn't care. She was under his spell, and he relished the power he held over her. "You know," he murmured as they walked, "being with you just feels right." He glanced over at her, noting the way her eyes sparkled under the streetlights, the small smile on her lips. "I don't say that lightly, Lily." For a moment, he saw a flicker of doubt in her gaze, but it quickly disappeared as he tightened his hold on her hand, his thumb tracing slow circles on her skin. He could feel her melt, her trust in him solidifying. They stopped at her apartment, and Jackson leaned in, brushing his lips against her cheek, letting the kiss linger just long enough to leave her breathless. When he pulled back, her eyes were closed, her expression a mixture of happiness and longing. "Good night, Lily," he whispered, his voice a low murmur that sent a shiver down her spine. Then, without another word, he turned and walked away, leaving her standing there, dazed and caught in the aftermath of his charm. As he made his way back to his car, Jackson felt that familiar rush of satisfaction. Another successful performance. Lily was fully under his control, completely unaware of the lies he'd spun around her. But as he drove away, his mind wandered to his other plans, his other relationships. Sophia was waiting for him tomorrow, and he had to make sure she, too, felt just as special, just as irreplaceable. To Jackson, this was life, a careful balance of lies and manipulation, a game he played masterfully. What he didn't realize, however, was that every thread he pulled, every word he twisted, was tightening the noose around him inch by inch. But for now, he was blind to the danger, lost in the thrill of his own deception, convinced that he could keep the illusion going forever. Chapter 3: Playing the Field. The following day, Jackson prepared himself for a new role. Tonight, he wouldn't be the romantic dreamer he was with Lily. No, Sophia required a different approach altogether. She was sharp and driven, a successful lawyer with a fierce intellect and a demanding job. Unlike Lily, she wasn't the type to be easily swept off her feet by sweet words and lingering glances. Sophia was attracted to strength, ambition, and the thrill of someone who matched her intensity. Jackson had planned their date meticulously, choosing a sleek, upscale restaurant that matched her refined tastes. He arrived early, ensuring he'd be there first. Punctuality was important with Sophia. He knew she valued her time as much as she valued her independence. As he waited, Jackson rehearsed his lines in his mind, ensuring he had the perfect balance of respect and intrigue. With Sophia, he had to be both charming and serious, a man who seemed as ambitious as she was. When Sophia finally entered, she commanded the room effortlessly, her confident stride turning heads as she walked over to their table. Jackson stood, giving her a warm smile and a kiss on the cheek, his demeanor more composed than it had been with Lily. "Sophia," he said, his voice steady. "You look incredible." She smiled, a faint blush on her cheeks. "Flattery already, Jackson? The night's just begun." He chuckled, gesturing for her to sit. "With you, it's not flattery, it's fact." They settled in, and Jackson launched into a conversation about her latest case, carefully avoiding any probing questions while expressing just enough interest to make her feel understood. He let her lead, interjecting when necessary, showing her that he respected her intellect. It was a delicate balance, and Jackson played it to perfection, adapting his persona to match her energy and feed her ego. Sophia, in turn, seemed genuinely intrigued. She wasn't used to men who could keep up with her mentally, and Jackson gave her that sense of challenge. He sensed her beginning to lower her guard, softening under his calculated attentions. He made her feel as though she had met someone who understood her ambitions, someone who respected her independence without being intimidated by it. As the evening wore on, Jackson reached across the table, his fingers lightly grazing hers. "I know I don't say this often," he began, his tone sincere, "but I really admire what you do. You're brilliant, and the world needs more people with your passion and drive." Sophia looked at him, surprised. "You don't strike me as the type to care much about someone's career." Jackson feigned a look of hurt, putting on a boyish grin. "Hey, I may not have the demanding career you do, but I still know how important it is to find someone who shares your values." In that moment, he saw the flicker of vulnerability in her eyes, the slight hesitation that revealed she was letting down her walls, just a little. He knew he had her. Sophia, the strong and intimidating lawyer, was falling for the illusion he had so carefully crafted. By the time they left the restaurant, Jackson could sense her softening, warming up to him in a way that hinted at something deeper. He walked her to her car, offering her a lingering hug that was just intimate enough to imply interest, yet not forceful enough to feel rushed. "Good night, Sophia," he said, looking directly into her eyes. "I'll call you." She nodded, her expression both confident and cautious. "Don't keep me waiting." As she drove away, Jackson felt a swell of satisfaction. Another night, another successful performance. But as he watched her car disappear into the distance, a slight unease gnawed at the back of his mind. Sophia was intelligent, perceptive. Keeping her in the dark would be harder than it was with Lily. He'd have to be especially careful, ensure there were no slip-ups, no accidental revelations. But that was a concern for another time. For now, Jackson was content, his mind already shifting to Maya, his next conquest, who was waiting for him the following evening. Each woman added a new layer to his life, a new source of excitement and power. And yet, Jackson couldn't shake the faint feeling that he was building something he couldn't fully control. But as he always did, he brushed it aside, reassuring himself that he was too clever, too careful to ever let his worlds collide. For now, everything was going exactly as he wanted, exactly as he'd planned. Little did he know, the threads of his deception were slowly starting to unravel, one lie at a time. Chapter 4, Maya's Adventure. The next evening, Jackson found himself in a lively rooftop bar overlooking the city skyline. It was exactly the kind of place Maya loved, vibrant, energetic, and full of life. Unlike the quiet elegance he reserved for Sophia or the intimate charm he shared with Lily, Maya preferred spontaneity, the thrill of the unexpected. She was a travel blogger, an adventurer at heart, with a restless spirit that matched her free-flowing style. Jackson knew he had to be different with her, exuding the carefree attitude that drew her in. When Maya arrived, she spotted Jackson almost instantly, her face lighting up as she approached. She had a wild look about her, hair untamed, eyes sparkling with excitement. She wore a loose, colorful dress that swayed with every step, and Jackson knew he had to play the role of a daring, adventurous partner. "Hey, stranger," she said, throwing her arms around him without hesitation. "Ready for some fun?" "Always," he replied, grinning as he wrapped an arm around her waist. With Maya, he let go of his usual control, leaning into her spontaneity. He loved the way she kept him on his toes, feeding his need for excitement and escape. They ordered drinks and quickly fell into an easy rhythm, talking and laughing as though they'd known each other forever. Maya told him about her latest travel adventures, her plans to backpack through Southeast Asia, her dreams of seeing the world without boundaries. Jackson listened with genuine amusement, feeding off her energy, letting himself be pulled into her wild world, if only for a night. "You know," Maya said, her voice laced with a challenge, "most guys I date don't get it. They think I'm crazy for wanting to live out of a backpack and roam around the world with no plan. Jackson leaned back, giving her a look of admiration. That's because they're boring, he said with a smirk. Who wants to live life by a schedule? Adventure is what makes life worth living. Her eyes lit up at his words, and Jackson could see he'd struck a chord. With Maya, he knew exactly what to say, what to be, a free spirit who wasn't bound by the rules of society. She laughed, raising her glass to toast him. To adventure, then. They clinked glasses, their laughter mingling with the noise around them. Jackson felt a sense of exhilaration. With Maya, he could be someone else entirely, shedding the masks he wore for Lily and Sophia. She didn't demand stability or commitment, she only wanted excitement, and he was more than happy to provide it. As the night wore on, Maya grabbed his hand and pulled him onto the dance floor, moving with a carefree abandon that captivated everyone around her. Jackson matched her energy, spinning her around and laughing, feeling the thrill of losing himself in the moment. He could see the way others looked at her, admired her wild, uninhibited spirit, and he felt a surge of pride in knowing that tonight, she was his. They danced for hours, finally stumbling out of the bar well past midnight. Laughing, Jackson pulled her close, pressing a quick kiss to her forehead as they caught their breath on the sidewalk. Maya looked up at him, her eyes gleaming with excitement. "Let's go somewhere," she whispered, a mischievous grin spreading across her face. "Where?" Jackson asked, though he knew with Maya, the answer didn't really matter. "Anywhere," she said, taking his hand and pulling him along. They spent the rest of the night wandering through the city, exploring hidden alleys and quiet parks, talking about dreams and sharing stories. Maya lived in the moment, and Jackson found himself swept up in it, letting go of the careful calculations that usually controlled his life. But as dawn approached, a flicker of guilt crept into Jackson's mind. Maya was falling for the version of himself he'd crafted just for her, a man as wild and free as she was. He knew, deep down, that she'd never forgive him if she learned the truth, if she knew about the carefully controlled life he led, the other women he kept in his orbit. But he pushed the thought aside, determined not to let it ruin the night. He was too good at this game, too skilled to let things slip. For now, he would enjoy the moment, the thrill of being whoever he wanted to be. As they watched the sunrise together, Maya rested her head on his shoulder, her trust in him palpable. Jackson closed his eyes, a pang of something, regret, perhaps, piercing his chest. But it was fleeting, gone as quickly as it came. For Jackson, life was about control, about feeding his desires while keeping his secrets locked away. And yet, as he sat there with Maya, he couldn't shake the feeling that something was shifting, that the life he'd built was beginning to unravel, piece by piece. But he brushed it off, as he always did. He'd been playing this game for too long to get caught now. Or so he thought. Chapter 5, The Quiet Storm. Jackson's world was carefully curated, each relationship a piece in a complex puzzle he'd crafted with expert precision. With Lily, he was the romantic, with Sophia, the intellectual equal, with Maya, the carefree adventurer. Each persona fit perfectly into his web of deception, allowing him to feel invincible. But as he prepared to meet Emma, he sensed a slight tension in himself that he couldn't quite place. Emma Brooks was different from the others, though he wasn't entirely sure why. She wasn't flashy or wildly adventurous like Maya, nor did she possess the driven, ambitious edge of Sophia. Emma was a writer, a quiet soul, thoughtful and introspective. She held a reserved, almost shy demeanor that Jackson found intriguing. With Emma, he couldn't rely on grand gestures or thrilling adventures. Instead, he had to play a gentler, more patient role, slowly drawing her into his world. They'd agreed to meet at a quaint bookstore cafe tucked away in a quiet corner of the city. As Jackson entered, he spotted Emma seated by the window, her gaze focused on a book she held delicately in her hands. She looked up as he approached, offering him a small, warm smile. "Jackson," she greeted softly. "I'm glad you could make it." "Wouldn't miss it for the world," he replied, settling into the seat across from her. Their conversation flowed easily, though it was softer, quieter than he was used to. Emma wasn't one for bold declarations or flashy stories. Instead, she spoke in gentle musings, offering glimpses into her thoughts and dreams. Jackson found himself having to listen more closely, to adapt his usual charm into something subtler. With Emma, he had to become the thoughtful confidant, the man who seemed to understand her world of words and emotions. She was wary, a bit cautious, and Jackson could tell she had been hurt before. But that only made her more appealing. He relished the challenge of gaining her trust, of carefully peeling back her layers until she was fully ensnared. As they sipped their coffee, Jackson leaned forward, his gaze intense but soft. "You know, Emma, there's something about you," he murmured. "You see the world in a way that most people miss. It's refreshing, rare." Emma's cheeks flushed, and she looked down, tucking a strand of hair behind her ear. "Most people don't notice that," she replied, her voice barely above a whisper. "I guess. I keep a lot to myself." Jackson smiled, a look of understanding on his face. "Maybe that's why I'm drawn to you," he said, his tone low and intimate. "I feel like there's so much to you that's waiting to be discovered." They lingered in the cafe, lost in quiet conversation, sharing stories of their pasts, their dreams, their favorite books and writers. Jackson weaved tales from his life, each one calculated to make Emma feel closer to him, to trust him just a little more. She seemed to drink it all in, her gaze softening as the evening wore on. As they stepped out into the cool night, Jackson took her hand, a simple gesture that felt more intimate with Emma than it ever had with the others. She looked up at him, her eyes filled with a mixture of curiosity and hesitation. "Thank you for tonight, Jackson," she said, her voice carrying a hint of shyness.
I
don't open up to people easily." Jackson gave her a reassuring smile, squeezing her hand lightly.
"I get that," he replied, his tone gentle. "I'm honored you trusted me enough to let me in, even a little."
Emma's eyes held his for a moment longer before she nodded, a faint smile playing on her lips. She seemed to relax, her trust in him growing with each passing second. Jackson felt a surge of satisfaction, another woman who believed his lies, another success in his web of manipulation. Yet, as he watched her walk away, he felt an unfamiliar weight pressing down on him. Emma was vulnerable in a way the others weren't. She saw the world with an innocence and sincerity that made him feel something he couldn't quite place. It was fleeting, but for a moment, he felt a pang of guilt. He brushed it off quickly, reminding himself that guilt had no place in his life. This was just another game, another performance. Emma, like the others, was a piece of his puzzle, a part of the life he'd built through charm and deception. But as he drove home, that quiet storm lingered in his mind, unsettling him in a way he hadn't expected. Emma's trust, her vulnerability, it was something he hadn't anticipated. And while he assured himself that he was in control, that he was too skilled to ever be caught, a small, nagging doubt crept in. For the first time, Jackson wondered if he was, in fact, building something he couldn't sustain. But he silenced the thought, dismissing it as nothing more than a passing worry. After all, he was Jackson Hale, the man who never lost, who could deceive anyone without consequence. Or so he believed. But in the shadows, his carefully constructed world was beginning to shift, setting the stage for a reckoning he could never have anticipated. Chapter 6, The Perfect Mask. Jackson's life was a masterpiece of manipulation, each relationship a stroke in a painting only he could see fully. He was the artist, the puppet master, skillfully pulling strings to keep his world spinning exactly as he desired.
With Lily, Sophia, Maya, and Emma, he wore a different mask for each, careful to match their personalities and needs, a chameleon who seemed custom-made for each woman's heart. The thrill of deception was exhilarating, like balancing on the edge of a razor blade, always aware of the danger, yet convinced of his own invincibility. As long as he kept his stories straight, as long as he played his roles flawlessly, everything would stay under his control. Or so he thought. The days began blending together, his schedule meticulously planned to avoid overlap. He would meet Lily for a quiet dinner on a Tuesday, charm Sophia with intellectual banter on a Thursday, go on a spontaneous adventure with Maya on Friday, and spend Sunday afternoons in introspective conversations with Emma. It was a flawless rotation, each woman kept blissfully unaware of the others, each relationship compartmentalized into Jackson's meticulous schedule. But even a master manipulator has limits. It started subtly. A slip of a name while he was with Lily, he caught himself quickly, turning it into a joke about how he'd read her name wrong in a text. She laughed, but her eyes lingered on him a moment too long, a flicker of suspicion he quickly brushed off. But he couldn't deny that it was the first time he'd ever made such a mistake. Then there were the conversations that blurred together in his mind, like lines smudging on a page. He nearly mentioned Maya's love for hiking to Sophia, catching himself just in time. He almost complimented Emma on a piece of art Lily had made, stopping only because Emma's puzzled expression snapped him back to the present. The mistakes were small, barely noticeable, and each time Jackson covered them up with ease, thinking nothing of it. He was too practiced, too smart to let these minor slip-ups become anything serious. But as the weeks went on, a pressure began to build, like a weight pressing down on his carefully maintained balance. The endless stories, the constant adjustments, the need to remember every tiny detail, it was exhausting. And though he never let it show, the tension was always there, lurking just beneath the surface. One evening, Jackson sat alone in his apartment, staring at his phone. Text messages from each of the women glowed on the screen. Lily had sent him a sweet goodnight message. Sophia wanted to discuss an interesting case she was working on. Maya was asking if he'd be up for a spontaneous road trip, and Emma had shared a poem she'd written, hoping for his feedback. He felt a pang of something he couldn't quite name as he scrolled through their messages. Each of them believed they knew him, believed he was theirs alone. But to Jackson, they were parts of a grand illusion, separate worlds that he kept isolated, unable to connect with one another. And then it struck him, what if these worlds did collide? What if his carefully crafted walls were breached, and the truths he'd hidden so well were exposed? The thought lingered, unsettling him more than he wanted to admit. He was a master of deception, but he knew that even the best-laid plans had vulnerabilities. A single, accidental encounter or an overlooked message could unravel everything. But Jackson dismissed the thought, pushing it to the back of his mind. He couldn't afford doubt, couldn't afford to let weakness creep into his game. As long as he remained vigilant, as long as he kept his masks perfectly in place, everything would continue as it always had. With a steadying breath, Jackson began responding to each message, carefully crafting his replies to match each woman's unique expectations. He was still in control, he reminded himself. The masks were still secure, the illusion still intact. Yet, as he crafted his responses, a nagging sense of unease lingered in the corners of his mind. It was as if a shadow had fallen over his game, a quiet reminder that even the most perfect masks can crack. But Jackson was too proud to believe in his own vulnerability. In his mind, he was invincible, a master of manipulation who could outsmart anyone, even fate itself. Little did he know, the storm was already gathering, his world shifting beneath him, preparing for a collapse he could neither foresee nor escape. Chapter 7, A Twinge of Suspicion. Jackson sat across from Lily, his smile as warm and charming as ever, but he could sense that something was off. Lily's usual bright smile was absent, replaced by a contemplative gaze that seemed to study him in a way she hadn't before. He could feel her attention, her unspoken questions hanging in the air between them. "Is everything okay?" he asked, keeping his tone light as he reached across the table to take her hand. Lily's eyes met his, and for a moment, he saw a flash of something he didn't like, doubt. "I don't know, Jackson," she replied slowly, her fingers resting in his but not holding on the way they usually did. "Lately, I feel like there's something you're not telling me." Jackson's heart skipped a beat, but he quickly masked his discomfort with a reassuring smile. "What would I possibly be hiding from you, Lily?" He squeezed her hand gently. "You know me better than anyone." She sighed, her gaze dropping to the table as she fiddled with her napkin. "It's just little things, I guess. You seemed distracted last time we went out, and I thought I heard you say a different name under your breath. And sometimes, when we're together, it feels like you're not really here." Jackson felt his pulse quicken. He had always been careful, always kept his stories straight, but these were the first cracks, the little details that were slipping through the cracks of his carefully crafted web. He couldn't let her doubt fester. "Lily," he said softly, leaning forward, his expression sincere, "I'd never do anything to hurt you. Maybe I've been a little scattered lately because of work, there's a lot going on right now. But you're my priority. I'd never want you to feel neglected." She studied him, her eyes softening slightly, though the suspicion hadn't fully left her face. "I want to believe you, Jackson," she said quietly, "but sometimes it feels like you're keeping me at arm's length. Like there's a part of you I'll never really know." Jackson felt the words hit him harder than he expected. There was a part of him, a voice he rarely acknowledged, that wondered if Lily was right. He was keeping her, and everyone else, at arm's length, locked out from the truth of who he was. But he silenced that voice, reminding himself that this was all part of his game. "You know the real me, Lily," he assured her, his hand reaching out to brush a strand of hair behind her ear. "I'm here with you, always." She smiled faintly, and he sensed she wanted to believe him. But as they finished their meal, Jackson could feel the lingering tension. She wasn't entirely convinced, and he knew that any more mistakes could lead her to question him further, possibly even dig deeper. The thought made him uneasy, and as he walked her back to her apartment, he silently vowed to be more careful. He couldn't afford any more slip-ups, not with Lily, or Sophia, or any of the others. The price of discovery was too high, and Jackson wasn't ready to pay it. But as he kissed her goodnight and turned to leave, he could feel her eyes on his back, as if she were searching for answers in the way he walked away, in the distance he kept between them. Later that night, as he lay in bed, Jackson couldn't shake the feeling of her gaze, that look of doubt she had given him. He knew he'd managed to calm her suspicions for now, but he also knew that doubt had a way of growing. And the more it grew, the more he risked everything he'd built. For the first time, Jackson felt a chill run through him, a small warning that his perfect illusion might be beginning to crumble. But he dismissed it, confident that he could keep things under control, that his lies were still safe behind the masks he wore. After all, he'd managed to keep everything in balance so far. What was one small twinge of suspicion against the strength of his deception? But deep down, a part of him knew that this was only the beginning, a subtle shift in the air that signaled the storm that was yet to come. And as he drifted into a restless sleep, that warning lingered in his mind, an unshakable reminder that control, no matter how carefully maintained, was never truly guaranteed. Chapter 8: Unraveling Threads. Jackson's life, once an intricate web of lies he controlled with finesse, was beginning to slip through his fingers. Each day, he found it harder to keep track of his own deceptions, the countless half-truths he'd woven to keep his relationship separate. It was as though the walls he'd built so carefully were beginning to thin, becoming porous under the weight of his own manipulations. The cracks were showing, and the first to notice was Sophia. It happened on a Saturday evening. Jackson had met her at her favorite wine bar, where the atmosphere was sophisticated, elegant, just like her. But as they sat down, he noticed something in her eyes that unsettled him. Sophia was sharp, intuitive, she rarely missed details. Tonight, her gaze was piercing, almost calculating, as if she were studying him rather than merely enjoying his company. "So, Jackson," she began, swirling her wine, her voice as smooth as the dark red liquid in her glass, "where did you say you were last Tuesday?" The question was casual, but Jackson felt an immediate pang of alarm. His mind raced, searching for the story he'd crafted for last Tuesday. He'd been with Maya that evening, convincing her to take a spontaneous trip to the coast. To Sophia, he'd said something different, a work obligation that would keep him busy all night. "Oh, I was tied up with a work dinner," he answered smoothly, his smile unwavering. Sophia's brow arched slightly, a sign that only someone who knew her well would pick up on. "Strange," she said, taking a sip of her wine. "I ran into one of your colleagues at a networking event that same night. He didn't seem to know about any work dinner." Jackson's heart raced, but he forced himself to stay calm, shrugging casually. "It was last minute, one of those impromptu meetings with clients that wasn't planned ahead." She nodded, but Jackson could see the gears turning in her mind. She wasn't entirely convinced, and her usual warm smile had an edge to it now, as if she were testing him, probing for answers he wasn't ready to give. The rest of the evening felt strained, Sophia's questions hovering between them like a shadow. Jackson answered each one carefully, but he could feel her suspicion growing. She was too clever, too perceptive, and he knew that any misstep could unravel his entire story with her. When they finally parted ways, Jackson felt a weight lift, but it was quickly replaced by a heavy sense of dread. Sophia wasn't one to ignore red flags, and if she sensed he was lying, she wouldn't hesitate to dig deeper. The thought of her prying into his life, perhaps even discovering the truth, made him uneasy. But the trouble didn't end there. The next day, he met Maya for brunch. She was her usual carefree self, laughing and chatting about her latest travel plans, her excitement infectious. But just as he began to relax, she threw him an unexpected curveball. "Oh, by the way," she said casually, "I ran into one of your friends the other day, Emma, I think her name was." "Sweet girl." Jackson's stomach dropped. He'd carefully kept Maya and Emma in separate spheres, ensuring their paths wouldn't cross. But somehow, they had. His mind scrambled, trying to process how this could have happened and, more importantly, how to handle it. What did she say?" he asked, keeping his tone light despite the tension building within him. Maya shrugged, oblivious to the storm brewing inside him. "Nothing much. We only talked briefly, just enough for her to mention you. I just thought it was funny, small world, you know?" Jackson forced a chuckle, nodding as he quickly changed the subject, steering Maya's attention away from Emma. But inside, panic was taking hold. He could feel his control slipping, his worlds beginning to collide in ways he hadn't prepared for. That evening, alone in his apartment, Jackson felt the full weight of his own deception pressing down on him. It was like he was caught in a web he'd spun himself, each lie tangling tighter around him, each story becoming harder to keep straight. His once flawless performance was now riddled with vulnerabilities, and he knew that any one of them could be his downfall. He tried to strategize, to plan out his next moves, but the cracks were too many, and the more he thought about it, the more he realized that his carefully built empire of lies was beginning to crumble. For the first time, he felt a true sense of fear. Not just the thrill of being caught, but the terrifying realization that he was losing control. His lies were no longer working seamlessly, his life was becoming chaotic, and he couldn't stop the unraveling. As he lay in bed that night, Jackson stared at the ceiling, his mind racing. He had always been the one in control, the one who manipulated others without consequence. But now, he was on the edge of a precipice, one wrong step away from total exposure. And for the first time, Jackson wondered if he'd finally gone too far, if his own game was about to consume him. The world he'd crafted so meticulously was turning against him, and he could feel the storm gathering, ready to bring him face to face with the consequences he had always thought he could avoid. Sleep eluded him that night, as the shadows of his own deception closed in around him, threatening to expose the man he truly was, someone who had finally lost control of the lies he had lived by. Chapter 9: The Pressure Builds. Days passed, and Jackson's once seamless life grew increasingly strained. He felt like he was walking a tightrope, balancing lies with careful precision, but with every step, the rope frayed just a bit more, threatening to snap under his weight. The once thrilling game of deception had become a relentless burden, with every interaction a potential threat to his carefully constructed world. His phone was constantly buzzing with texts from the women in his life, each message a reminder of the tightening web around him. He could no longer reply to them with the same ease, each word had to be chosen carefully, each story remembered in painstaking detail to avoid any slip-ups. One morning, as he poured himself a cup of coffee, his phone lit up with a text from Emma. "Hey, Jackson, I'd love to introduce you to my friend Natalie sometime. She's heard a lot about you and is curious to meet you." Jackson felt his pulse quicken. Emma's friends were becoming interested, and he knew that the more people he met in each of these worlds, the harder it would be to keep up his facade. He responded with a quick, vague message, saying he'd love to meet her friends sometime soon, hoping that would keep Emma satisfied for now. Just as he set his phone down, it buzzed again, this time, a message from Sophia. "Thinking of you. Let's get dinner tonight. Same place?" Jackson's mind raced. He'd promised Maya that evening for a quick getaway out of the city. He couldn't risk canceling on Maya, not after she'd expressed a few subtle doubts in their last conversation. But turning down Sophia could make her more suspicious, especially after her recent questioning. He forced himself to think quickly, crafting an excuse for Sophia about a last-minute work emergency that required him to travel out of town. He felt a pang of unease as he hit send, knowing that his explanations were becoming increasingly flimsy. He could sense Sophia's patience wearing thin, and he knew it wouldn't take much for her to see through him. As the day wore on, Jackson tried to go through the motions, but his mind was consumed by the mounting pressure. He met Maya that evening as planned, hoping a change of scenery might relieve some of the tension. But even as they drove out of the city, he couldn't shake the feeling of dread that had settled in his chest. "Is everything okay?" Maya asked at one point, her eyes flickering toward him with concern. Jackson forced a smile, giving her hand a quick squeeze. "Of course. Just a bit of work stress. You know how it is." Maya accepted his answer, but he could see the slight furrow in her brow, a sign that she wasn't entirely convinced. As they continued their drive, Jackson felt the walls of his deception closing in around him, tighter than ever. Even when he was alone with Maya, he couldn't relax, couldn't fully enjoy the moment. Every word he spoke felt like a careful calculation, an effort to keep her engaged without revealing the turmoil inside him. That night, after their brief getaway, Jackson returned to his empty apartment, feeling utterly drained. The life he had once thrived on, with its constant thrill and excitement, had become an inescapable trap. He was exhausted, his mind a constant jumble of names, places, dates, and stories, each one threatening to unravel his carefully built empire of lies. He knew he couldn't keep this up much longer. The pressure was becoming unbearable, the stakes higher with each passing day. And yet, he felt trapped, too deep in his own lies to simply walk away. The lives he'd entangled with his own, the hearts he'd toyed with, they were all pieces of a puzzle he could no longer control. As he lay in bed, staring into the darkness, Jackson felt something he hadn't felt in a long time: fear. Fear that his world was about to collapse, that the personas he had created were slipping beyond his grasp. And he knew, deep down, that he was running out of time. The tangled web he'd spun was tightening, and soon, there would be no place left to hide. Sleep refused to come, and he lay awake, haunted by the specters of his own deception, realizing that his once perfect game had turned into a nightmare of his own making. Chapter 10: A Dangerous Encounter. The pressure on Jackson's life was like a coiled spring, tightening with each passing day. His once flawless routine had become a chaotic mess, a juggling act he could barely keep up. But what he didn't expect was how close he'd come to watching his worlds collide. It happened one evening when he was out with Maya, treating her to dinner at a cozy Italian restaurant nestled away in a quiet corner of the city. He'd chosen the place for its intimacy, confident that it was far from the usual spots he frequented with the others. He was leaning back, laughing at one of Maya's stories, letting himself relax for the first time in days. For a moment, he forgot about the lies, the tension, and the carefully constructed personas. But that fleeting peace shattered in an instant. Across the room, Jackson spotted a familiar figure. He froze, his heart slamming against his chest as he realized it was Sophia, stepping into the restaurant with a friend. Jackson's mind raced. This was the last thing he'd ever wanted to happen. If Sophia spotted him, his carefully crafted life would unravel right here, in front of Maya, leaving him exposed with no way out. Jackson's first instinct was to duck, to find any way to hide, but he forced himself to remain calm. He couldn't afford to look suspicious in front of Maya. With a steadying breath, he subtly shifted his chair, angling himself away from Sophia's line of sight, praying she wouldn't notice him. Maya, oblivious to the tension, continued talking, her eyes bright with excitement. Jackson forced himself to nod, pretending to listen, but his attention was split, his gaze flickering over to where Sophia was now seated. He couldn't hear her, but he could see her scanning the restaurant as she spoke, her expression calm but observant. It was only a matter of time before her eyes landed on him. His mind scrambled for a way out. Leaving abruptly would raise Maya's suspicions, and there was no guarantee Sophia wouldn't see him as he made his exit. Every second felt like an eternity, each moment a risk of exposure. Just as his anxiety peaked, Maya reached across the table, resting her hand over his. "You seem distracted tonight," she said, her tone light but curious. Jackson forced himself to smile, giving her hand a gentle squeeze. "Sorry," he replied, his voice steady despite the turmoil churning inside him. "Just thinking about some work stuff. I don't want it to ruin our night." She smiled, accepting his answer, but Jackson could tell she sensed something was off. Her eyes lingered on him, her smile faltering just slightly, as though she were trying to decipher what was really on his mind. Meanwhile, across the room, Sophia had glanced in his direction again. Jackson felt a bead of sweat forming at his temple, but he kept his composure, focusing on Maya as best as he could. He felt trapped, helpless, as though he were watching his life unravel in slow motion. Desperation clawed at him, and he knew he needed to act fast. Thinking quickly, he leaned forward, giving Maya an apologetic smile. "Would you mind if I stepped out for a moment? Just need to make a quick call." Maya nodded, still slightly puzzled but obliging. "Of course. Take your time." Jackson stood, moving as casually as he could, forcing himself not to look in Sophia's direction. He stepped outside, his heart racing, and took a deep breath of the cool night air. He pulled out his phone, pretending to make a call, his mind racing as he tried to decide what to do next. He could feel the weight of his own lies pressing down on him, a suffocating realization that he was close, so dangerously close, to being found out. He'd spent years perfecting this game, mastering every detail, every lie. But in that moment, standing alone outside the restaurant, he felt the terrifying vulnerability of his position. He stayed outside for several minutes, waiting for his pulse to slow, for his mind to clear. Finally, he re-entered the restaurant, praying that Sophia had left or was too occupied to notice him. To his relief, as he returned to his seat, he saw that Sophia and her friend were engrossed in conversation, their focus elsewhere. He slid back into his chair across from Maya, who gave him a curious smile. "Everything okay?" she asked. Jackson nodded, letting out a breath he hadn't realized he'd been holding. "Yeah," he replied, his voice steadier now. "Just had to deal with a quick work thing. Sorry for the interruption." Maya smiled, reassured, and continued with her story, but Jackson could barely pay attention. His mind was elsewhere, haunted by the close call he'd just experienced. The reality of his situation settled over him, heavier than ever. He knew he couldn't keep this up. The pressure was too much, the risks too high. But despite the fear that gripped him, there was still a part of Jackson that refused to let go, that still believed he could keep all the pieces in place. He'd survived this close call, he told himself, and if he was careful, he could avoid another one. Yet, as he looked into Maya's trusting eyes, he couldn't ignore the cold truth that gnawed at him. His lies were beginning to close in, a trap of his own making, and he was running out of exits. Chapter 11, The Hidden Truths. Jackson's close call with Sophia at the restaurant left him on edge. Every glance, every unexpected message, every moment felt like a ticking clock counting down to the inevitable. His life was no longer under his control, it was a chaotic mess of deception, one that threatened to collapse at any moment. Lily was the next to sense something amiss. She had always been perceptive, her intuition sharp, but her trusting nature had kept her doubts at bay. However, Jackson's recent absences and distracted behavior were beginning to wear on her, and her patience was wearing thin. One evening, as they shared dinner at her apartment, Lily put down her fork and looked at him intently. "Jackson, is there something you're not telling me?" Jackson forced a casual smile, though inside, panic flared. "What do you mean?" Lily hesitated, her eyes searching his face. "I don't know, it's just that lately, you seem distant. Different, even. I can't shake the feeling that something's off." Jackson felt a chill as he tried to think of a convincing response. He reached for her hand across the table, giving it a reassuring squeeze. "I'm sorry if I've seemed distracted," he said softly. "Work has been overwhelming lately. You know how it is." But Lily's gaze remained steady, her expression unyielding. "It's more than that, Jackson. It's not just about work. I feel like there's a part of your life you're hiding from me." Jackson felt the weight of her words pressing down on him, but he forced himself to maintain his calm demeanor. He couldn't let her see the cracks in his mask. "Lily, you mean the world to me. If there was something you needed to know, I'd tell you." She seemed to soften slightly, her gaze shifting to her plate, but he knew her doubts weren't entirely erased. She wanted to believe him, but the suspicion lingered. As he left her apartment that night, Jackson could feel his grip on his life slipping even further. The questions, the doubts, they were multiplying, each one a reminder of the precarious situation he'd created. But the true unraveling came a few days later when Emma sent him a text asking to meet urgently. She rarely reached out with such intensity, so Jackson's first thought was that something might be wrong. He agreed, meeting her at a quiet park where they often walked and talked. When he arrived, he found her pacing by a bench, her arms crossed and her expression troubled. "Emma," he greeted her, reaching out to touch her arm, but she pulled away, her gaze hard. "Jackson, I need you to be honest with me," she said, her voice strained. "Is there someone else?" The question hit him like a punch to the gut. For a moment, he felt his composure falter, but he quickly tried to regain control. "Emma, what are you talking about?" She crossed her arms, her jaw tight as she looked at him. "I ran into Maya again, remember? I didn't think much of it at first, but then she mentioned that you've been seeing her for months. She said you've even talked about taking trips together. Her voice cracked slightly, but her expression remained firm. And she's not the only one. I did some checking, Jackson. I found out about Lily, too. Jackson's mind raced, his heart pounding as he searched for a way out. He'd never seen Emma so angry, so resolute. She had always been gentle, understanding, but now, she stood before him as someone who had pieced together the truth. "Emma, listen, I can explain," he began, but she held up a hand, stopping him. "I don't want excuses, Jackson," she said, her voice laced with hurt. "I trusted you. I thought you cared about me. But all this time, you were just lying. To all of us." The weight of her accusation hit him with crushing force, but he tried to maintain his calm. "Emma, it's complicated," he said, his voice low, pleading. "I never meant to hurt anyone. I..." "No, Jackson," she interrupted, her voice rising. "You made a choice. You could have been honest, but you chose to lie, to manipulate. I don't know who you really are, but I know that I can't be part of this anymore." The finality in her tone left no room for negotiation. Jackson realized he had lost her. The mask he had so carefully crafted was shattered, leaving him exposed. Without another word, Emma turned and walked away, leaving Jackson alone, standing in the cold silence of the park. The reality of his situation settled over him like a lead weight. For the first time, he felt the emptiness of his own deception, the hollow victory of his so-called charm and manipulation. As he watched her disappear into the distance, Jackson knew that this was only the beginning. Emma had uncovered the truth, and it was only a matter of time before Lily, Maya, and Sophia found out as well. Jackson walked back to his car, his mind numb, haunted by the reality he could no longer escape. His life, once filled with excitement and thrill, was now a prison of his own making, the walls closing in, leaving him nowhere to hide. And for the first time, Jackson understood the full weight of his actions. He had built his life on lies, and now, those lies were coming back to claim him, leaving him with nothing but the remnants of the life he had so ruthlessly shattered. Chapter 12, The Confrontation. Word spread quickly after Emma uncovered Jackson's deception. She hadn't kept the truth to herself. She reached out to both Maya and Sophia, unraveling the web of lies Jackson had spun between them. Soon, all three women knew the extent of his manipulation, and together, they were determined to hold him accountable. Jackson was unaware of the storm brewing against him until he received a text from Lily. The message was short and simple: "Meet me tonight. We need to talk." Something in the tone unsettled him, but he pushed it aside, confident that he could smooth things over with her. But when he arrived at Lily's apartment that evening, he was met with an unexpected sight. Inside, standing in the dimly lit living room, were not only Lily but also Maya, Sophia, and Emma. Each woman's face was etched with betrayal, anger, and hurt, emotions that cut through Jackson's usual defenses. A cold chill ran down his spine as he realized there was no way out. The women who once trusted him, who believed in his every word, were now united against him, waiting for answers he didn't have. "Jackson," Lily said, her voice firm, her eyes fixed on him. "We know everything." The weight of her words hung heavy in the air. Jackson felt his usual charm falter, his mask slipping as he faced the collective anger of the women he had deceived. He opened his mouth to speak, to somehow salvage what he could, but Sophia cut him off. "Don't bother lying," she said sharply, her voice icy. "We've compared stories. We know about the other names, the overlapping dates, the promises you made to all of us." Jackson's mind scrambled for a way to regain control, to somehow explain himself, but the women weren't giving him a chance. One by one, they began listing the lies he told each of them, the promises he'd made, the ways he had played with their emotions as if they were nothing but pawns in his game. "I thought you cared about me," Maya said, her voice breaking slightly. "I thought we had something real. But it was all a lie, wasn't it?" Emma's face was hard, her gaze unrelenting. "You looked me in the eyes and promised me things you never intended to keep. You toyed with my trust, Jackson. And for what? Just to feel powerful?" Jackson tried to speak, his voice shaking. "I didn't. I never meant to hurt any of you. I just..." "Enough," Lily interrupted, her tone fierce. "You made choices, Jackson. You decided to treat us like we were disposable, like we existed only for your amusement. And now, you're going to face the consequences." Jackson felt a surge of panic as he looked around the room, realizing there was nothing he could say, no excuse that could absolve him of what he'd done. He was stripped of his usual power, exposed for who he truly was, a man who thrived on manipulation, who had built his life on lies and illusions. "You thought you could control everything," Sophia said, her voice steady but filled with disdain. "You thought you could juggle all of us without any of us finding out. But you were wrong." He looked at each of them, desperation flashing in his eyes, but he saw no mercy, no forgiveness. Instead, he saw the resolve of four women who had been wronged, each of them standing united in their decision to cut him out of their lives. Emma stepped forward, her voice calm but laced with finality. "This is it, Jackson. You've lost us all. Whatever satisfaction you found in lying to us, it's over. We don't want to see you, hear from you, or have anything to do with you ever again." Jackson felt his chest tighten as the reality of his situation sank in. He had spent so long convincing himself that he was untouchable, that he could manipulate anyone to his will. But here he stood, powerless, watching as the people he had deceived turned their backs on him. One by one, each woman walked out of the apartment, leaving Jackson alone in the silence of his own making. He felt a hollowness he couldn't ignore, a sharp emptiness that filled the void where his lies had once been. His life, once filled with thrill and excitement, had crumbled before him, leaving him with nothing but the bitter truth of his own actions. As the last door closed, Jackson realized he had reached the end of his game. His charm, his charisma, his carefully crafted lies, none of it had saved him. In his quest to control others, he had lost control of himself. And now, he was left with nothing but the cold reality that his own deception had destroyed everything he once thought he could hold on to. Chapter 13: The Price of Deception. In the days following the confrontation, Jackson's life unraveled with a speed he hadn't thought possible. The women he deceived had severed all ties with him, leaving his phone silent, his social life empty, his carefully curated world now barren and exposed. Each message he sent went unanswered, and each attempt at reconciliation was met with silence. He was, for the first time in years, alone. But the fallout didn't end with his isolation. News of his deceit spread quickly. Sophia, ever the professional, made no effort to cover up his actions among mutual acquaintances. Friends and colleagues learned of his manipulation, his web of lies, and Jackson found himself shunned not only by the women he'd hurt but by almost everyone who had once respected him. The whispers began to follow him everywhere. Conversations silenced when he entered a room. People looked at him with a mixture of pity and disgust, their expressions a constant reminder of his own mistakes. He had become a pariah, a man with no allies, no support, his reputation in shambles. Jackson tried to ignore it, tried to convince himself that he could rebuild, that he could move past this and start over. But the damage ran deep. He couldn't walk into a restaurant without wondering who knew, couldn't have a conversation without feeling the weight of his own lies hanging in the air. One evening, after weeks of living in self-imposed isolation, Jackson sat alone in his dim apartment, nursing a drink and staring at the empty room around him. The thrill he once felt from his manipulations was gone, replaced by a hollow ache, a feeling of loss he couldn't shake. He had thrived on control, on the belief that he was untouchable, that his charm was his shield. But now, stripped of everything he'd built, he was left with nothing but the consequences of his actions. He replayed the confrontation in his mind, the anger in their voices, the pain in their eyes. For the first time, he allowed himself to feel the full weight of what he'd done, the lives he'd disrupted, the trust he'd shattered. Each memory was like a wound, raw and unhealed, reminding him that he'd lost something that couldn't be reclaimed. His job, once a source of pride and respect, became a daily reminder of his failure. Colleagues who once admired him now avoided him, their glances cold, their interactions distant. Opportunities dried up, and he found himself sidelined, his career slipping out of his grasp just as quickly as his personal life had. One by one, the things he'd once taken for granted slipped through his fingers. Friends stopped calling. Invitations disappeared. He was left to face the reality of his own creation, the emptiness he had built around himself, the hollow shell of a life that had been fueled by deception. Late one night, sitting alone in his apartment, Jackson felt the crushing weight of regret settle over him. He could no longer deny the truth he tried to escape. His lies had left him hollow, his charm had turned against him, and he had destroyed every meaningful connection he'd ever had. For the first time in his life, he felt the true cost of his choices, the cold, unyielding reality of his own failure. And as the silence closed in around him, Jackson realized that he had no one to blame but himself. He was alone, left to confront the man he truly was, a man who had spent his life running from the truth, only to find himself trapped in a prison of his own making. Chapter 14, Fall from Grace. The weeks turned into months, and Jackson's life continued its downward spiral. The world that once adored him, the friends, the admirers, the social circles he effortlessly charmed, had closed its doors, leaving him isolated in a way he had never experienced before. He'd become a ghost in his own city, a reminder of his own betrayal and deceit. His professional life, once a refuge where he felt powerful and respected, now mirrored the destruction of his personal relationships. Projects were reassigned to other colleagues, and his once promising career began to wither. He was overlooked, avoided, and quietly pushed out, his presence more of an embarrassment than an asset. The few people who still interacted with him were distant, their tones formal, their words carefully chosen to avoid any hint of familiarity. Jackson could feel their judgment, their unspoken disdain. He was no longer Jackson Hale, the charismatic, successful man who seemed to have it all. Instead, he was a pariah, his reputation tainted beyond repair. In the silence of his now empty life, Jackson was left with only his own thoughts, and he found himself haunted by the faces of those he'd hurt. Each night, he would sit in the dimly lit corners of his apartment, unable to escape the memories of his deception. Lily's quiet heartbreak, Sophia's fierce anger, Maya's look of disbelief, and Emma's piercing disappointment, they followed him, shadows he couldn't shake, reminders of the trust he'd so callously shattered. He tried to fill the void, to distract himself from the relentless ache of guilt, but nothing seemed to help. Nights out, casual conversations, fleeting attempts at new relationships, they all felt empty, hollow imitations of the life he had once lived. He was a stranger in his own skin, unable to find comfort in the very things that had once fueled him. The realization that he had lost not only the people he'd manipulated but also himself began to sink in. He had spent so long crafting different personas, lying his way through life, that he no longer knew who he truly was. The masks he had worn so easily had fallen, leaving him with a stranger's face staring back at him in the mirror. And as the months dragged on, the weight of his own choices became unbearable. He felt trapped, not by the women he deceived, but by the emptiness he had created. The thrill of his games, the control he once cherished, had turned into an unrelenting darkness, a cage of his own making. One evening, after yet another hollow attempt to reconnect with his old life, Jackson returned to his apartment, exhausted. He sat alone, the quietness pressing down on him, heavier than it had ever been. For the first time, he allowed himself to confront the truth he had avoided for so long. He was the architect of his own downfall. With trembling hands, he picked up his phone and began scrolling through old messages, messages from Lily, Sophia, Maya, and Emma. Each one was a reminder of what he'd destroyed, of the genuine connections he'd cast aside for the sake of his own ego. He felt a surge of regret so strong it nearly overwhelmed him. But it was too late for apologies. Too late for redemption. As he sat there, staring into the emptiness of his apartment, Jackson finally understood the true price of his deception. He had sacrificed everything, love, friendship, trust, all for the sake of control and power. And now, in the ruins of his own life, he had nothing left. No one left. The man who had once charmed his way into people's lives, who had wielded manipulation as his weapon, was now alone, his carefully crafted life reduced to ashes. And in the silence, Jackson realized that he could no longer run from the truth. He had destroyed himself. And there was no way back. Chapter 15, A Life in Ruins. As the days turned colder and the city moved on without him, Jackson Hale faced a solitude he'd never known. The life he'd meticulously crafted, once vibrant and full, had faded into a monotonous existence of regret and emptiness. The man who had once thrived on charm and deception was now nothing but a shadow, haunted by the wreckage he'd left in his wake. Jackson's once bustling apartment had become his prison, a place he rarely left. The walls, once adorned with reminders of his carefully maintained lifestyle, now closed in around him. Every item, the tailored suits, the expensive decor, the remnants of a life fueled by manipulation, felt like relics of a man he no longer recognized. They were reminders of the person he'd lost, a man who had once believed himself invincible. With no friends to turn to, no connections to rely on, and no one left to charm, Jackson found himself consumed by his own thoughts, trapped in a cycle of regret and self-loathing. His mind returned constantly to the faces of those he'd hurt, the memories of their anger and heartbreak etched into his consciousness. Their voices echoed in his mind, a painful chorus of disappointment and betrayal that he couldn't silence. He attempted to rebuild, to reach out, but every attempt was met with coldness and rejection. His former colleagues wanted nothing to do with him, his reputation had been irrevocably tarnished. Any job offers he once had vanished as soon as word of his deceit spread. To the world, Jackson Hale was a man without honor, a cautionary tale of arrogance and betrayal. No one wanted to risk being associated with him. Even the superficial comforts he'd once enjoyed felt hollow. Expensive dinners, lavish outings, the luxuries he'd surrounded himself with, they held no meaning in his empty world. Without anyone to share them with, without anyone to admire his carefully curated image, these things were just reminders of a life that had lost its purpose. He was left with only himself, and for the first time, he truly understood what it meant to be alone. The endless isolation weighed heavily on him. Jackson had always been a man who could reinvent himself, who thrived on control and manipulation. But now, he was stripped of his masks, his defenses, forced to confront the emptiness beneath them. He had no one left to deceive, no one left to charm or manipulate. His lies, once his greatest tool, had become his downfall, leaving him trapped in a life of his own making. In the quiet moments, when the loneliness became overwhelming, Jackson tried to remember why he had chosen this path. Why he had sacrificed genuine connection for control, why he had believed he could live without consequences. But the answers eluded him, lost in the wreckage of his own arrogance. And as he sat alone in the dim light of his apartment, he realized that he had nothing left to hold on to. The man who had once felt powerful, who had once thrived on his ability to deceive, was now a shell, broken and alone, with no one left to blame but himself. Jackson had destroyed the lives of those he'd once claimed to care about. but in the end, he had destroyed his own life most of all. And now, with only silence and regret as his companions, he faced the harsh truth he had spent years avoiding. The price of deception was his own soul. And he had paid it in full. Chapter 16, The Path of Redemption. Jackson spent weeks in the silence of his apartment, wrestling with his own mistakes, his own brokenness. But one night, in the solitude he had come to know all too well, he felt something different, a spark, faint but present. He had hit rock bottom, and now, a thought emerged, tentative but persistent. Perhaps, if he couldn't erase his past, he could still choose to be better than he'd been. Jackson didn't know what redemption would look like for him. He didn't expect forgiveness, didn't expect to win back the trust he had destroyed. But he felt a pull to do something different, to confront his mistakes rather than hide from them. The next morning, he took his first step, however small. He began to reach out, not with apologies meant to win anyone back, but with honest acknowledgments of his wrongs. He wrote letters to Lily, Sophia, Maya, and Emma, each one a confession of the lies he had told, the pain he had caused, and the person he had allowed himself to become. He knew these letters would not undo the hurt he'd inflicted, but he hoped they would offer the women he deceived some closure, some understanding that he was finally willing to own his actions. In those letters, he didn't try to justify himself. He admitted his flaws, his selfishness, and the hollowness of his life. He shared with each of them the emptiness he felt now, the regret that filled every quiet moment. It was the first time Jackson had ever been truly honest, with them, and with himself. Once the letters were sent, Jackson turned his attention inward. He sought therapy, determined to understand why he'd spent his life manipulating others, why he'd believed that control was more valuable than connection. The process was painful, each session peeling back layers of defenses he'd built up over years. He confronted the insecurities he had buried, the fears he'd masked with charm and arrogance. Months passed, and Jackson began to notice changes in himself. He was learning what it meant to value honesty, to live without pretense. It wasn't easy, some days, the weight of his past mistakes was unbearable. But he kept going, determined to rebuild, even if only for himself. He began volunteering at a community center, dedicating his time to helping others in ways that didn't revolve around his own ego. He found a quiet satisfaction in doing things that weren't about him, that had no ulterior motive. With each act of kindness, he felt a small piece of himself return, a fragment of the person he wanted to become. One day, months after he'd sent the letters, he received a message from Emma. She didn't offer forgiveness, but she thanked him for his honesty, for acknowledging the hurt he'd caused. Her words were simple, but they offered him a glimmer of hope, a sign that, while he could never undo his actions, he could at least make peace with them. Jackson's journey was far from over. He knew he would carry the weight of his past for the rest of his life. But he had finally stopped running, stopped hiding behind lies and deception. And in the quiet moments, he felt something he hadn't felt in a long time, the possibility of redemption. He understood now that redemption wasn't about erasing his past. It was about accepting it, learning from it, and choosing to live differently. The road ahead was uncertain, but for the first time, Jackson felt prepared to face it. He had spent his life chasing illusions, manipulating others to feed his own ego. Now, he was ready to leave that life behind, to walk a path defined by honesty, humility, and genuine connection. It was a small start, but it was real. And in the end, that was all that mattered. Chapter 17, Steps Toward Forgiveness. Jackson's journey toward redemption was slow, filled with moments of progress but equally marked by setbacks. While he found some solace in the letters he had sent and the small efforts he was making to become a better person, the reality of his past actions still weighed heavily on him. There were days he doubted if he could ever truly change or if he was destined to be defined by the mistakes he'd made. But he continued, determined to build a new life, even if it was one shaped by the shadows of his past. As the months wore on, Jackson began to reconnect with simple joys, things he hadn't appreciated before in his pursuit of control and power. He took up running, finding a sense of peace in the steady rhythm of his steps, the silence of early mornings. He started reading books he'd once brushed aside, immersing himself in stories that had nothing to do with his former ambitions. He discovered an unexpected appreciation for solitude, not as a consequence of his actions but as a space for self-reflection and growth. One afternoon, as he was leaving the community center where he volunteered, Jackson ran into Maya. She had come to drop off supplies for a project she was working on, and their eyes met across the room. He felt his heart pound, a mixture of shame and surprise overwhelming him. But Maya didn't look away. Instead, she walked over, her expression calm, though he could sense a guardedness in her gaze. "Jackson," she said, her tone neither warm nor cold, but steady. "Maya," he replied, his voice barely above a whisper. I didn't expect to see you here." She nodded, studying him for a moment. "I heard you'd been volunteering here. It's surprising." There was a pause, an unspoken question hanging between them. Jackson took a deep breath, steeling himself for what he needed to say. "I know an apology won't erase what I did," he began, meeting her eyes with a humility he had never felt before. "But I am sorry. For everything. For the lies, the pain I caused. I've spent a long time trying to understand why I did it, and I know it doesn't make it right. But I am truly sorry." Maya listened, her expression softening slightly as she considered his words. She looked down for a moment, as though gathering her thoughts, before meeting his gaze again. "You know, Jackson, I was angry for a long time. But I realized that holding on to that anger was only hurting me. I don't know if I'll ever fully forgive you, but I can accept your apology. And I hope you're serious about changing." Jackson nodded, feeling a surge of relief, tempered by the understanding that he could never expect complete forgiveness. "I am serious," he said quietly. "I've spent too much of my life running from myself. I don't want to be that person anymore." They stood in silence for a moment before Maya offered a small, tentative smile. "Good," she replied. "I hope you find what you're looking for." As she turned to leave, Jackson felt a profound sense of gratitude. Maya's words weren't a full absolution, but they were an acknowledgement that he was making progress. She had given him a sliver of grace, a reminder that his efforts to change were not in vain. Encouraged by the encounter, Jackson continued his journey with renewed determination. He didn't expect all the people he had hurt to cross his path again or to receive their forgiveness. But he had come to understand that redemption wasn't about erasing his past, but about building a future shaped by integrity and humility. He was learning to live with his mistakes, to accept his flaws and work through them. And, in doing so, Jackson discovered that forgiveness, both from others and from himself, wasn't a single act, but a continuous process, a path he would walk each day. For the first time in his life, Jackson found a quiet, steady strength in that journey. He didn't need the admiration or validation of others, he only needed to know that he was doing his best to become a man he could respect. And as he continued forward, he felt the weight of his past grow lighter, replaced by a sense of purpose he had never known before. It was a beginning, a fragile but genuine step toward forgiveness, toward a life that was finally his own. Chapter 18: Embracing Accountability. Jackson's path to redemption was fraught with challenges, yet he knew that each step he took toward accountability was a step away from his old self. He had come to understand that true change wasn't about convincing others he transformed, but about demonstrating it through actions that spoke louder than any words. One evening, as he was leaving a group therapy session, Jackson received a message that shook him. It was from Sophia. He had assumed she, of all people, would never reach out, considering her sharp sense of justice and her resolute stance against betrayal. But her message was brief, direct, "Let's meet." They arranged to meet at a quiet coffee shop, a place far from the upscale venues where they used to dine. Jackson arrived early, his palms sweaty, his heart racing as he wondered what she would say. He knew he owed her honesty, and he prepared himself for whatever judgment she had for him. Sophia walked in with the same poised confidence he remembered, her expression unreadable as she sat across from him. She looked him over for a long moment before speaking. "I debated reaching out," she began, her tone cool but controlled. "But I needed to see if you were serious about the changes you claimed to make. So, here we are." Jackson nodded, swallowing the knot of tension in his throat. "Thank you for meeting me," he said quietly. "I understand if you don't want anything to do with me, but I want you to know that I'm taking this seriously. I've made mistakes that I can't take back, but I'm trying to build something honest for the first time in my life." Sophia regarded him, her gaze as sharp as ever. "I don't need your apology, Jackson," she said, though her voice held a hint of vulnerability. "What I need is to know that the pain you caused wasn't just discarded. That you understand the impact of what you did." Her words hit him like a wave, carrying with them the weight of her disappointment and hurt. He looked down, struggling to find the right words. "I understand now," he replied, his voice soft, earnest. "I was so focused on control, on manipulating my life to fit my own selfish desires, that I didn't care about the damage I was causing. I hurt people who cared about me, people who trusted me, because I was too afraid to confront my own flaws." Sophia watched him closely, her expression softening just slightly. "I didn't come here to reopen old wounds," she said. "But seeing you now, hearing you take responsibility. I needed that. I needed to know you could at least see what you put us through." Jackson nodded, relief mingling with remorse as he met her gaze. "I see it now," he said. "Every day, I see it, and I'm learning to live with it, to make peace with the person I was. I can't undo what I've done, but I can try to be better. And that's what I'm working on." Sophia sat back, crossing her arms as she seemed to weigh his words. Finally, she offered a small, resigned sigh. "Good. But know this, Jackson, I may understand where you're coming from now, but that doesn't mean I've forgiven you. Forgiveness is a process, one that takes time, and I don't know if I'll ever fully get there." He nodded, fully prepared for that reality. "I understand. I don't expect forgiveness, I'm just grateful you gave me the chance to explain." They sat in silence for a moment, each lost in thought. For Jackson, it felt like another layer of his old self had been shed, another step toward genuine accountability. Sophia's presence, her willingness to confront him, had forced him to see his actions even more clearly, to acknowledge the scars he had left behind. As they stood to leave, Sophia gave him one last look, her expression unreadable. "Take care, Jackson," she said. "And remember, it's not enough to apologize. You have to live the apology every day." "I will," he promised, his voice steady. Walking away from the coffee shop, Jackson felt a renewed sense of purpose. The conversation with Sophia was a reminder that redemption was not a destination but a journey, a daily commitment to being the person he aspired to become. And while the road ahead would be difficult, he was determined to keep walking, one step at a time, proving to himself and to those he'd wronged that he could, indeed, change. Chapter 19: The Long Road Ahead. With each passing day, Jackson felt himself growing, slowly transforming from the man he once was into someone he could respect. He knew he still carried the burden of his past mistakes, but he'd come to see them not as weights holding him back but as reminders of the consequences he was determined never to repeat. After his meeting with Sophia, Jackson took her words to heart. Living his apology meant acting with integrity, honesty, and humility in every aspect of his life. the people he encountered, from the regulars at the community center to the other members in his therapy group, were beginning to see a different side of him, one that didn't seek validation or control but instead sought understanding and connection. One evening, after his shift at the community center, Jackson was approached by a young man named Leo, a volunteer who had recently joined. Leo looked hesitant, as if he were weighing something important. Finally, he spoke up. "Hey, Jackson, can I ask you something?" Leo began, his tone careful. "Of course," Jackson replied, giving him his full attention. "I've heard stories about you." "About your past," Leo said, glancing away momentarily. "But the person I've seen here, working with us, doesn't seem like the person in those stories." "I guess. I just wanted to understand why you're here. Why you're doing this." Jackson considered his words carefully. He was no longer the man who would dodge questions or deflect. He knew that honesty was his only path forward. "That's fair, Leo," he began. "The truth is, I made a lot of mistakes. I hurt people who trusted me, lied to people who cared about me. And it took losing everything to realize how hollow my life had become." He paused, letting the word settle in. "I'm here because I needed to change. I needed to do something meaningful, not for anyone else's approval but for myself. Working here, helping others, it's one of the only things that feels real to me now." Leo nodded, his expression thoughtful. "It sounds like you're trying to make things right." Jackson smiled faintly. "I am. But I know I can never fully undo what I did. The best I can do is live differently, to show people, myself included, that I'm serious about changing. And that's a long road." Leo seemed to accept this, his gaze softening. "Well, I just wanted you to know, I've noticed. And I respect what you're doing." The words, simple as they were, meant more to Jackson than he could express. He felt a quiet sense of pride, not in winning approval, but in knowing that his actions were beginning to reflect the person he wanted to become. As he walked home that night, Jackson felt a calm he hadn't known before. His journey was still filled with reminders of his past, with moments of shame and guilt, but he was learning to face them with a steady resolve. The long road ahead was daunting, yet he felt ready to walk it, determined to make each day a testament to the lessons he'd learned. And for the first time in his life, Jackson was at peace with the journey. He understood that true redemption wasn't about erasing his mistakes, but about honoring the commitment to never repeat them. The man he was becoming would be forged not by his charm or his lies, but by his resilience, his honesty, and his willingness to face the hardest truths. The long road ahead was his alone to walk. And he welcomed it. Chapter 20, Finding Peace. The journey Jackson had undertaken was far from easy, and there were still days when he felt the weight of his past pressing heavily on his shoulders. But he had come to understand that true peace was not found in perfection, nor in erasing mistakes. It was found in owning one's story, even the parts that were painful and difficult to face. Months passed, and Jackson found himself settling into a quiet, humble life. He maintained his work at the community center, where he continued to forge meaningful connections with those around him. His once desperate need for admiration had faded, replaced by a simple desire to help others and live truthfully. One day, as he was finishing a session with a group of young people at the center, he received an unexpected visitor. It was Emma. She stood by the doorway, a faint smile on her face as she watched him wrap up with the group. Jackson felt his heart race, a mixture of hope and uncertainty filling him. He approached her slowly, unsure of what to expect, but grateful that she had come. "Emma," he greeted her softly. It's good to see you." She nodded, her smile gentle but reserved. "I heard you were still here, working with the center," she said. "I wanted to see it for myself. They stepped outside together, walking through the quiet streets as they spoke. Jackson found himself feeling the old, familiar weight of regret, but he remained honest, answering her questions without embellishment, without excuses. He shared the work he had been doing, the steps he'd taken to change, and the lessons he had learned along the way. Emma listened, her expression thoughtful, as he opened up to her in a way he never had before. Finally, she stopped, turning to face him with a look of quiet understanding. "Jackson," she said, her voice soft but steady, "I don't know if I can fully forgive you, and I'm not here to pretend everything is fine. But I can see you're different. And I believe that you're trying. That means something to me." Her words felt like a balm to his heart, offering a sense of closure he hadn't realized he needed. He met her gaze, his own filled with gratitude. "Thank you, Emma. I know I don't deserve forgiveness, but hearing you say that, it means a lot." They stood in silence for a moment, each lost in their own thoughts. Finally, Emma spoke again. "Take care of yourself, Jackson. And keep going. Maybe, someday, you'll find the peace you're looking for." With that, she turned and walked away, leaving Jackson to absorb the gravity of her words. He watched her go, feeling a deep sense of gratitude mixed with acceptance. Emma's visit wasn't about rekindling anything or pretending the past hadn't happened. It was simply an acknowledgement that he was on the right path, that his efforts were not in vain. As he walked back to his apartment that evening, Jackson felt a quiet peace settle over him. He knew he still had a long way to go, but he was learning to find comfort in the journey itself, to appreciate the small moments of growth and understanding. For the first time, he felt free, not from his past, but from the need to escape it. His life was no longer defined by deception or control, but by honesty, humility, and a sincere commitment to change. He had become someone he could respect, someone who could face the world without hiding behind a mask. And in that realization, Jackson found a sense of peace he had never known. It wasn't a perfect peace, nor a life free from struggle. But it was real, and it was his. As he looked out over the city that night, Jackson knew that he had finally reclaimed his life, not the life he once had, but a new one, built on truth and accountability. It was a beginning he hadn't anticipated, but it was exactly the one he needed. And with each passing day, he grew closer to the man he had always hoped to become.